Continuing with anti-systemic movements, chapter 2, Dilemmas. A second result, and of no less importance to our subject, that subject being the current and future terrain on, through, and against which present and future anti-systemic movements are and will be operating. And my interjection, don't you love that they have this as their focus? I mean, can you cite anybody else who gives anything for us like this? Please, come on now. Let's gather ourselves together and get focused on the future we want. Continuing. A second result, and one of no less importance to our subject, is the degree to which virtually all interrelations among peoples in different state jurisdictions have become dimensions of their respective states' relations with one another. This is not just a matter of travelers obtaining passports and visas and passing through immigration and immigration authorities, or of packages having to be sent with export and import permits and be duly processed and so forth. These interstate procedures, which daily reannounce the borders of the respective jurisdictions of each constituent state, are but mediations of the movement of people, goods, and capital, and have been practiced for a rather long time. And my interjection. The degree to which virtually all interrelations among peoples in different state jurisdictions have become dimensions of their respective states' relations with one another. That quote begs the question, how did this happen? By accident? By inner logic? Or was it by intent? Were there conscious actors fostering it? And then, of course, how do we break down that power, allegiance, redirect it to conscious global unity? Glue, be the glue we want to see so that we may cleave, adhere to each other and to the earth. Let's start doing this, brothers and sisters. Let's start consciously interweaving and mobilizing based on our common longing for freedom, leisure, happiness, the right to which we globally assert.